B'tachon for Life, Shir 760, Wednesday, Parshas Vayelech, Tzayim Gedalia. We are discussing the words of the Leshem, how to explain why tzaddikim sometimes experience Yesurim. And Be'ez Hashem, we're going to see the third teretz of the Leshem. But let's first clarify one very important point. The Yetzirah works very hard to teach us that the tzaddik seems to suffer, and the Rasha, the person that is not so proper, seems to have everything good. And therefore he's able to convince us that a person that has emunah and bitachon does not necessarily see bracha. A person that's tough, a person that's aggressive, a person that has the right place in society, he's the one that's happy, he's the one that sees hatzlacha, he's the one that will be zeicha to have simcha and shalom in his life. And that is a terrible mistake. Even though we are discussing that sometimes a tzaddik can suffer, even with his emunah and bitachon, like the Leshem is explaining, by and large, the tzaddik is matzliach. It's not going to look like that, because maybe materialistically, he's not so matzliach. But in every other area, every area that counts, he's matzliach. In simcha, in shalva, he has a happier life, he has a more fulfilled life. Money is not everything. The bottom line is a person could have money and be miserable. He doesn't have simcha, he doesn't feel fulfilled, he doesn't have that confidence deep down. He looks like he's confident. He doesn't really have that confidence. A tzaddik has simcha, a tzaddik has shleimus, a tzaddik has bracha. It's not so open, because if it would be open, then everyone would want to be a tzaddik. And therefore the Yetzer Hara tries to cover it over. But even though we are discussing that sometimes a tzaddik can experience a tzara, we have to understand that it's the exception to the rule. And this is especially relevant for Tzayim Gedalia. Chazal teach us that when a tzaddik is nifter, it's koshem misosan shel tzaddikim kisreifas beis elekeinu. It's equivalent to the churban beis hamikdash. It's very difficult for the Rabbeinu Shlomim to punish a tzaddik or to hurt a tzaddik. We say in Hallel, Yokar Be'ini Hashem Hamov Salah Hasidav. It's very precious. It's something Ibn Hashem doesn't like to do, so to speak. He does it when he has to do it, so to speak. But generally speaking, it's not like that. So we have to ingrain in ourselves that even though we're going to explain why sometimes tzaddikim suffer, we are not coming to say that that is the norm. The tzaddik, the one that lives with bitachin, has simcha, has bracha, has what he needs, is taken care of by the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And don't let the Yetzirah convince you otherwise. There are some exceptions to the rule, and that we have to explain how that works. But you have to remember what David HaMelech said. Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. As long as you have bitachin in the Rabbeinu Shlomo, you will always have bracha.